Welcome to Heartline. This is the radio voice of the Evangel Home of Fresno, the Evangel Home ministering to women and children since 1955. The Evangel Home committed to serving homeless women and children. Their desire to meet physical needs, promote personal development, and encourage spiritual growth, all in the unmatchable name of Jesus Christ. Your host every week on Heartline is Jim Tuck. Here he is.
Thanks, Ken. Always a pleasure to come to the office of Jerry Brenneman, where we are today to record Heartline, the radio voice of Evangel Home of Fresno. And Jerry, today it's just you and me. Frequently we have guests, but today we're just going to talk about generally the ministries of Evangel Home. Now, in a nutshell, there are three primary areas of ministry Evangel Home. There is the crisis shelter for homeless women with their children to come and stay for 28 days or so, depending on their needs. Some then can apply for the Crossroads program next door. There's also a garden program on the other side of the crisis shelter. And so let's talk about those ministries. Let's start with the crisis shelter. A little bit of history. What's the purpose and what goes on here?
I love the history because in a nutshell, I can say we were first to do that. And being first doesn't always work. Sometimes being first means you're first and then you're gone. But anyway, we were first. And by being first, we were really one of the first in the whole country to recognize the plight of homeless women. And that was back in the 50s. One very brave volunteer from the rescue mission saw at that time there were women in the rescue mission lines. And so Pauline Baker Myers and a group of women prayed for several years that God would do something. And God doesn't usually just set down a shelter right out of the heavens and say, here it is.
Yeah.
He works through people. And he worked through Pauline. And so she started this ministry, opened the doors in 1955. And I know in 1955 they didn't have zip codes. I don't know what they had then. But basically from that moment to this moment, to what we plan in the future, is all in the same zip code area.
Mm.
The first Evangel Home was one block east of us on Van Ness.
Is that right?
And the house is still there, white house with green shutters. And then we moved over here to the, and the crisis shelter was built in the late 60s. And then that was the ministry for another 20 years or so. But they were, again, seeing another need, and it was that women could come here and they could, at that time, Jim, I don't even know what our deadline was as far as time. I don't think it was the 28 days it is now, because this was all we had.
Mm.
So I hear stories of women who stayed here for months, of women who stayed here for a year, of some woman who had seven children and was here for months, and the children were so well-behaved, you hardly even knew they were here.
Wow.
So. But people then realized that we needed more than this shelter.
So let's back up just a little bit. This shelter is, if somebody drives by it, it basically looks like a house.
Mm-hmm.
It is a home. I mean, there's a living room and a dining room and bathrooms, but there are a number of bedrooms, space for women to stay. Now, how many women does the shelter accommodate?
We can take 24 women and children. We have six bedrooms. And depending on, you know, with how many kids, we try not to take more than 10 children because it gets a little crazy in here. But 24 is the maximum that we can take in here, and that's women and kids. And, you know, again, you mentioned if you drive by, you don't realize exactly what we are. That is a wonderful architectural invention from
right.
when we were built. And if you look at the front of us, the way the windows are built, lets in a lot of light, but it's filtered light. The property, rather than being wide, is deep. So if we were to kind of pivot around, I suppose, how much, and we were to go down the block sideways, what would we have, about four houses?
Probably.
That's what we would look like. But it's deep. It's from front to back, so you don't notice that.
So it really fits with the neighborhood.
Yeah.
And it doesn't jump out and scream, here's shelter.
Yeah, that's
right. It looks like house.
Yes. And that's very important. Not only do we need to be here for the women, we are in the neighborhood, and
right.
we're neighbors, so we need to be very good ones.
Okay. So there was then seen at some point a need to continue this treatment, offer other program opportunities for women who really after a certain period of time, needed more training and treatment to get their feet underneath them.
And when you say treatment, I think of the word solution.
Solution. Yeah. That's a wonderful story. You have to tell it quickly.
I'll tell that real quickly. That was a typographical error. I was typing a paper on the fact that Evangel Home has decided not to emphasize the crisis home as far as taking in more women. But we want to emphasize the women who want more help, who want longer term, who are looking. My initial typing was women who are looking for a solution. But I put a U in there and had the word solution. And I thought that is what Evangel Home is all about.
Yeah, it's brilliant.
And that distinguishes us from other shelters. It's what we offer the women. We want to get out of God's way and let Him have His way. And in the meantime, we provide structure, hope, and tools for the women. But ultimately, at the end of the line, that's what we offer is a solution.
So at some point, what is now the Crossroads program began to unfold. And there is an apartment building next door to the crisis shelter that houses women who have been accepted, having applied, have been accepted into the Crossroads program. So tell us about that.
Everyone who comes to the crisis home pretty much is evaluated by the house manager on duty. She asks the questions and decides yes or no. But when the women apply for Crossroads, that involves three or four or five other staff members who then put her through a series of hoops. That is not a program for someone that just wants a place to live. If that's what they want, they'll be miserable, and we will always be catching them doing something they shouldn't be doing.
Yeah.
And that's how it works out.
Yeah.
So it's very important that we have a good match. And in our human wisdom, we try everything we can to make sure we're fit for that woman and she's fit for us. And we have somebody in that process now that when they begin the process, they show a desire and they ask about how do I get over there. We provide ways to show them what's over there, but we don't go to them and say, why don't you apply? They have to take that step. It's an application process. It's interviews. It's extra work. It's extra evaluation of them going to classes. And also seeing how they fit with the other women. You know, if you have a real good group and then you have someone that suddenly you have gossip, you have things being stolen, you have extra needs, you have those sort of things, you always know then to go to the last person. So that's real important to us, to look at the group we have and see how the next person fits in.
So what is in the program now? Briefly, let's talk about what the people in the Crossroads program find when they get there.
They find independence and safety. They find counseling, lots of love, lots of encouragement, real specific classes in areas that we think they all need to be better citizens. Responsibility, finances, parenting, issues of abuse and addiction, and I don't mean just physical abuse and drug addiction, but they develop addictive behaviors. A lot of us have kind of developed our own, but maybe we can hide them better. But these
boundaries.
Oh, boy, do they have a rough time with boundaries.
That's what I keep hearing over and over and over from women in the Crossroads program, how valuable that boundaries class is to help them understand it's okay to say no.
And, you know, that's something they didn't learn. And then you have the whole issues of codependency, where they will do whatever they can to make something work for somebody else. And they get trapped in all of that. And so in 9 months, we're trying to untrap them, give them new things, and give them time to practice.
So I refer to it as a nine-month-long life skills training program.
Yeah.
And so at the end of that time, they are free, basically, to go on with their lives, and they feel prepared and equipped to deal with things, and they become productive members of society, changing the face of Fresno one woman at a time.
On the other hand, those who don't leave can apply for a community connection.
Right.
Now, here we get a little, it gets kind of hard to follow. You can go from crisis home to Crossroads, graduate, and then we have community connection, which you have to be working or in school full-time. Part of community connection is we have added intern programs here on our campus, which we pay from our staff salary budget to train our women a little bit better so that when they leave here, they not only can say, I graduated, but they've got this little work history on their resume. So that's that direction. On the other side of the crisis home, we have what we call the garden. That's alternative sentencing. Women can be sentenced to that part of us We don't change who we are. The courts know we're a Christian home. Those women, for the most part, are going to be dealing with drug and alcohol problems. And so we deal with that. Plus, then, we have all those other kinds of classes that we have for Crossroads.
So you do give the Crossroads style classes to the women in the garden program. Mm-hmm. Now, the garden is in the house that's on the other side of the crisis shelter.
Yes.
In other words, there are three buildings. The crisis shelter is in the middle. On one side, we have the apartment complex for the garden program. On the other side of the crisis shelter is another home for the garden. And that is primarily, but not exclusively, alternative
You've
sentencing.
You've got this down.
Yes, I do. Now, let's talk about, we just have a couple of minutes. People need to understand, Jerry, there is no grant money coming in here. Though no church is underwriting this. The government is not making donations here.
Yeah.
This is entirely funded by private contributions. And the beauty of that is there are no strings attached.
Yes.
In other words, you have complete autonomy to deal individually with every person based on their needs.
That's right. So if someone here, we have a woman here named Anna who is past her 28 days. If we depended on government money, her 28 days would be up and she'd have to be gone. But she's got a job coming in a couple of weeks. She has no place yet to go. Why don't we just keep her for another couple of weeks? I mean, she's a fine resident in here. So we have that option.
Mm.
We can be totally needs-driven and then tell the people what the need is rather than, you know, get the money and then find the need, which I think you can also slip into when you're doing government and grants only. Our investors are our donors, and those are the people we need to be accountable for, and I want them to know where their money is going. If we go off on some way that they really can't support, they're not going to, and then we're going to really cut back.
All right, and the books are always open.
Yes.
If you want to know what's going on here before you invest, call us, 264-4714, 264-4714. And we are always interested in people who prayerfully consider if this is a ministry God would have them to help to underwrite. Call us. And if you have stuff at home, they need it here too. Anytime you go to the store, buy two, bring one to Evangel Home. Thank you so much, Jerry. Lord bless you. And it's always a treat to come to your office and talk about Evangel Home of Fresno. And that's today's edition of Heartline. Thanks for being with us.
Now, what a great place to invest for eternal results, the Evangel Home of Fresno. Contact information one more time in the 559 area code, the number 264-4714, or write the Evangel Home, 137 North Yosemite, Fresno, 93701. God bless you. Thanks so much for tuning in today. Be with us again next time for Heartline. It's the radio voice of the Evangel Home of Fresno, being a blessing to women and children since 1955.